The U.S. unemployment rate is down to its lowest level since 2008. Good news there in the August jobs report from the U.S. Labor Department today. In that same report, we learned that 173,000 jobs were created last month. That is lower than economists were expecting. Mike Regan of Bloomberg News joins us from New York. Hi, Mike.
Hi, Lisa.
So it's a mixed report. How are people reading it?
You know, it's sort of like one of those Rorschach tests where different people see different things in the numbers. And so the glass half full crowd sees, as you said, unemployment at a 7-year low of 5.1%, wage growth a little bit better than expected at 2.2%. And while the 173,000 jobs number was a little bit below expectations, the prior 2 months were revised higher by about 44,000. But for the glass half empty people, they still sort of fixate on this low participation rate that's stuck at the lowest level since 1977. And they also point to things like the growth in jobs is coming in large part from industries like food service, whereas higher paying jobs in manufacturing and oil and mining are being lost. So the numbers, I don't think, really change anyone's preconceived opinions of the economy. They sort of reinforce the outlook, but it is an outlook that's split between people seeing the glass half full and half empty.
And I guess we have to watch and see if the Federal Reserve will be looking at the glass half full or half empty. This is the last report before the Feds meet later this month to decide whether to hike interest rates. Does this report offer any kind of clarity on what it may do?
I don't think it really changes too much. No one really expected one report, unless there was a very big surprise in it, to change the thinking of the Fed. That said, there still is not really a general consensus about when the first interest rate increase will be. The reaction in the bond market and the derivatives market today suggests that people believe there's a slightly greater chance of a September rate increase, but it's still not the majority of odds that it'll be then. It's about 30% odds in Fed fund futures trading of a September increase, which is only up a few percentage points from yesterday.
Okay, and the Fed's going to be watching the jobless rate, as we said, to 5.1%. The economy, though, has reached a milestone known as full employment. It sounds, Mike, like every employable person in the entire U.S. has a job. I don't think so.
Right. Not quite. Again, it goes back to that labor force participation rate. And, you know, there's a lot of debate about whether people have left the labor market because, you know, there's this big demographic of baby boomers who may be retiring early or, you know, have finished paying for their kids' college. So both people in a couple don't have to work anymore. But there's also the crowd that believes, no, people have dropped out because they're just not satisfied with this job market. So it's all how you look at things.
Okay. And very briefly, the market, how is it responding so far today?
The stock market is very volatile lately. It's down very big today. The part of the reason is probably this jobs report and the fact that it did not take a September rate increase completely off the table. But it's been such a volatile stock market that these swings have been common throughout the last 2 weeks.
Okay. Mike Regan at Bloomberg News in New York with news that the unemployment rate in the United States fell in August to 5.1%. Mike, nice to speak with you.
Thank you, Lisa.